USA Radio News.
Four states today sued the Trump administration over the $1.5 trillion tax cut law, saying the new cap on state and local tax deductions is an illegal infringement on states' rights. New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey are all listed as plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed today at a U.S. district court in New York. Republicans and Democrats are reacting to President Trump's press conference yesterday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming has some advice for President Trump.
Vladimir Putin is not our friend. He is an adversary. He has proven that through his actions. He has said that his goal is to restore the former Soviet Union. We know that he has meddled in the United States elections. We know he's invaded Ukraine. And we know that he has been cheating on the nuclear weapons actions. So there's a lot to be said about the bad things that Putin has done, and I think there's a lot to be said about the strong things that President Trump has done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The House Judiciary Committee is questioning FBI lawyer Lisa Page for a second straight day. Congressman Louie Gohmert had a chance to question Page.
Well, she's a more contrite person, but make no mistake, just like you said, Brian, she's a Democrat. She wanted Hillary to win, and she did not want Trump to win, and that's been obvious. There were times the FBI lawyers would be reaching for the button to mute her comment, and she would answer before that they could mute her comment.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends. The MLB All-Star Game will take place tonight in Washington, D.C. First pitch is right around 7:30 Eastern Time. Now, all 64 players named to the team will be competing for a bonus prize pool of $640,000. Now, there is one catch. Only the winners will receive a portion of that pool, meaning the winners will receive $20,000 each, and the losers, well, they go home with zero. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Professors from universities across the country are joining a petition to demand that Microsoft end its partnership with ICE. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella joined Fox Business to talk about how exactly Microsoft is working with ICE.
You know, we have been very, very clear. In fact, multiple years ago is when I wrote about our AI principles and how we are going to make sure that AI technology that we build and how it's used is always going to be driven by a set of enduring principles. Now, one of the things that we recognize is with AI technology, with all the benefits come some unintended uses, like bias or facial recognition. And so therefore, we are very clear that we will not participate in any project that is going to be against, you know, fundamental human rights. And in this case, what we're doing with ICE is to support them in the core infrastructure around email, but we are not at all involved in any of the facial recognition technology and their use cases. But more importantly, we think that it's not just about a single company having principled approach, which we do, but it's also having a set of rules and regulations, especially in a democracy like ours. Instead of us trying to govern the government, I think the legislative process should govern the companies and their technologies and their uses. That's what the blog that Brad Smith wrote last week really outlines, and we, in fact, welcome any regulation and any expert committee that the legislative process creates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.